And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Well, we've been looking at sacrifices and offerings the last couple of days. And on day 9, the 9th of this month, 2 days ago, we looked at acceptable offerings, offerings that are acceptable to God. And one of the ones that we looked at was in Romans chapter 12, where it says that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. We also looked in Peter about the fruit of our lips, giving praise to God, which is also an acceptable sacrifice. Yesterday, we looked at Cain and Abel's offering. And those two, I mentioned that those two offerings represent all the religions of the world, the religions of works and the true religion, which would be true Christianity. Cain's offering, the fruit of his hands, which would be his hard labor and his works to get all of these fruits and vegetables that he gathered up to offer to the Lord, was not acceptable to the Lord. And the reason why was it represented Cain's effort, his works. And that is not acceptable to God. All the things that we can do, all the things that we try to do, or people try to do to be saved, will not be acceptable to the Lord. But only by faith, only the offering by faith is acceptable, which that was represented by Abel's offering, just a little lamb that didn't deserve to die, but he offered that up and the blood, and it was an offering that represented Jesus' work, his shed blood for our sins. It represented salvation by faith, not in any works that man can do, but in the work of Jesus Christ. And so those two offerings there represent all the religions of the world. Well, today we're going to look at one of Abraham's sacrifices. And this was a burnt offering to be given to the Lord. And what a burnt offering is something that is wholly consumed by fire. It's giving it all, not saving a portion back for yourself or for someone else, but giving it all. All of it ascends up into heaven as smoke, and the only thing left is just the ashes, but it's giving it all, nothing for yourself. And this is represented in the story of Abraham offering Isaac. Now, this is found in Genesis chapter 22, and verse 1 says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham," and I think the word tempt there is better translated, "he tried Abraham," or tested Abraham, "and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. Here, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. And they And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said, In this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And Jehovah Jireh means God supplies, or God is our provider. And this is the burnt offering that Abraham was told to do. And he was willing to give his son. This is the son that God had promised him, and over said that he would have a son, even though they were past age, both him and his wife Sarah. But this is the promised son, and he was willing to lay it all, to give it all to the Lord, because God had said for him to do that, and he was willing to do it. It was a burnt offering, nothing laid back for himself. And when God saw that he was willing to do that, then God stopped him, and God provided a ram for him to be, for him to offer unto the Lord. And that's a beautiful story that is a true story that we've all heard about and read probably, and how it depicts Jesus Christ being offered up by God the Father. But in that case, God didn't stop. He offered him completely, wholly, as a sacrifice for your sins and for my sins. It was the only begotten, the promised Son that would be the Messiah coming to this earth and giving his life for you and for me and for the sins of the whole world, for as many as would believe in him. And that was the picture there. Way back hundreds of years before Jesus came, this was a picture of this burnt offering that would be given to the Lord. And Jesus' life was totally offered up on the cross. And he took the sins of the whole world upon him. Well, what is this for you and for me? This burnt offering. What are we to do? Are we to go and get something that is very valuable to us and offer it to the Lord? How can we apply this to our own lives? Well, I believe it has to do not with something that we can get from our storehouses or whatever, but it's something that is from each one of us that we can give ourselves totally to the Lord. And giving our all, our body, our soul, and our spirit totally for the Lord, every part, every aspect, everything of our lives. And that's what God is calling us to. That's what he wants out of Christians, not so that we can earn our salvation, not so that we can earn some brownie points or some good works so that we can be saved. No, it's because the Lord has saved us, and the Lord has bought us, and the Lord has given his all. And he's our example. He's our forerunner. He's the one that has showed us the way that we're to give our all for the Lord and for others. And I like this song, Take My Life and Let It Be, Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. So we offer up the Lord our hands. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Every aspect of our lives, every part of us, verse 3, take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my God, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever only all for thee. So we offer up the Lord our hands. We offer up the Lord our love. We offer up the Lord our silver and our gold, our dollars and our possessions. We offer up the Lord our will and our heart. We offer up to the Lord our very selves, everything, that we would be holy unto the Lord. And this is what the Lord wants of us. He wants everything of our lives. He wants us to be totally consecrated to Him, totally sold out to Him. And that's what the Lord is wanting from His people. Well, God bless you today. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord really work in your heart as I want Him to work in my heart, that I would be not only willing, but that I would give everything to the Lord, and my life would be totally consumed for Him, totally for Him. Well, God bless you. I pray that the Lord would just encourage and strengthen and help you to walk with Him today. Thank you.